Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Honor Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, December 14th, and today is the anniversary of Brother Houston and Sister Kristen Barnett. I hope Brother Houston and Miss Kristen have a happy anniversary and are blessed of the Lord throughout the day. Amen. And by the way, this being our Friday evening broadcast, I guess you know that means we want to be inviting you to come out and be with us, if you can, on the Lord's Day for our Lord's Day services. This will be the third Sunday in December, and this Sunday's a special day for us here at the Honor Ford Baptist Church. We're going to be having our church-wide Christmas dinner after the morning service. We'll have no p.m. services at the evening time, but we'll have the morning service and then a dinner. And so I want to invite you to come and be with us and pray that God bless in the service. We want to have more than just a dinner. We want to meet with God. I mean, it'd be a shame. We'd be missing out, missing the best part if we don't truly meet with God. And so I hope you'll pray for us towards that end. Also pray, I know that the Halls are in Missouri right now visiting with their son and his family, so they'll not be able to be here. And then Joshua and Miss Katie and her parents are going to be over at Beaver Dam with Brother Cooper and the services there. And so be in prayer for them there as well. I think the Woodards are going to be gone traveling to Lexington to visit their daughter. So we got some folks traveling around, different things. We'll be missing some folks, but I hope you'll pray about coming and being with us on this Lord's Day. Well, we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. And I mentioned praying about the Halls as they travel. God give them safety and strength and help them through this time. Be a blessing to them as well. And then a number of needs that we know about that we're praying. If you will, pray with us at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would see fit to touch and help the broadcast today. Lord, it's just seed that we want to sow, but it's good seed because it comes from the Word of God. And we want to sow it and pray and trust that it'll bring forth a good harvest to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray you'd allow it to fall in some good soil, that somebody listening might have their heart pricked, their conscience might be pricked by the Holy Ghost. They might be drawn by the power of God, that they might repent of their sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved by the good grace of God. Father, I pray that you would move on them towards that end. Would you bless our church and help the services coming up on this weekend? Be with Joshua as he goes over to Beaver Dam. Bless them and their services there. Then other churches meeting as well. I do pray be with the Halls. Strengthen and touch and help them. Allow them to have a blessed time. Others as they travel as well to have a blessed time and a safe trip and bring them back safely, Lord, we pray. I pray for those that are sick and afflicted. Lord, would you touch them and help them? And again, Lord, you'd have your way in the program. We'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, if you will. I've got a song lined up right here I hope be a blessing to you. This song is my wife's favorite song that the Shepherd family used to sing, and it's entitled At the Crossing. So I hope this song will be a blessing to you. Then we're going to be picking up the message we started on yesterday and be continuing all next week as well. Amen. Well, I trust that song was a blessing to you. I appreciate the Sugar Grove Singers there and that good song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And my reason for choosing that song for the program this week and the days to come, trying to finish out this year with a thought that I'm using from Charles Spurgeon, as he brought a message several years ago entitled The First Christmas Carol. I'm taking my text from Luke chapter number 2, and I'm using some of the notes and thoughts of Dr. Spurgeon or Mr. Spurgeon, but I'm also including some of my own, so I'm not just preaching his sermon, but I'm giving you a lot of his thought. And it's just a wonderful thought here out of Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8 through 14. So if you want to read with us, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, I chose this text because we're in the week of Christmas, and it's time to finish out the year, and I thought it'd be just a good time for us to meditate on the giving of our Savior, the incarnation, the birth of our Savior. And dealing with this text, these angels came and announced to these shepherds that the Christ had come. I mentioned to you about how these angels were such wondrous creatures in the fact that they were free from envy, even though their fellow angels had fallen. And they saw that Christ did not stoop down from his throne to rescue their fallen fellows. Yet Christ did stoop down to rescue fallen man. And these angels announced that free from envy. These angels announced that free from any pride. They came to these lowly shepherds and announced this wonderful news, wonderful good news that Christ was come. And then I mentioned and marked how well that they mentioned it, how much joy that it seemed that these angels had, and how rejoicing that they were with this good news, and they shared it with these shepherds. And I made the comment that when you care about somebody, good news for them is good news for you. Can I say that the angels, although salvation is not for them, yet they long to look into it. They long to peer into it, to understand some of it, because it is good news to them, even though it's not for them, because it is good news for us. And we can rejoice in that fact. Amen. But I mentioned to you that I want to break this down and look at this statement and four main points that I want to bring out. I want to bring out some instructive thoughts, some emotional thoughts, some prophetical thoughts, and last of all, some perceptive thoughts. And so today I'm starting with these instructive thoughts. These angels sang something which men could understand. They sang about the Savior. This is something that men should understand, that men would be much better if they did understand about the Savior. They were singing about Jesus, who was born in the little town called Bethlehem and laid in a lowly manger. Amen. They sang about Christ and salvation that had come into the world. Amen. Amen. When they sang about this salvation, they said three things that it did. First of all, they said it brought glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Secondly, they said that it gave peace to men. Thirdly, they said that it was a token of God's goodwill towards the human race. Now, I'd like to look at these three points momentarily and consider them for a little while. First of all, these angels said that this salvation gives glory to God. Now think with me for a moment about these eternal angels and them singing about this incident, this momentary incident that brings glory to God. They said it brings glory in the highest. God's highest glory is represented in the fact that he gave his son. That's what they're saying. Now I want you to think about that these angels had been present for many beautiful and wonderful occasions. They had joined in solemn chorus to the praises of the Almighty Creator. They were present at the creation when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, according to Job 38:7. They had seen many a planet fashioned between the palms of Jehovah God. They had seen God whirl those stars in space by his eternal hands. They had sung solemn songs over many a world that the great God of heaven had created. And yet we doubt not that they had often chanted blessing and honor and glory and majesty and power and dominion and might be unto him that sitteth upon the throne as God manifested himself in the work of creation. Listen, think about their song, as their songs probably had been gathering force throughout the ages. As when they first were created, their first breath was a song. And then as they saw God creating new worlds, I believe their song must have ratcheted up another notch. They rose a little higher in their gamut of adoration. But this time, when they saw God stoop from his throne on high and become a little babe, coming forth from a virgin's womb, they lifted their notes even higher still. They reached to the utmost stretching of angelic music. They gained the highest notes of divine scale of praise, and they sung, "Glory to God in the highest." For the goodness of God could go no higher. Amen. Amen. They gave praise unto God for giving His Son. Thus, the highest praise that they gave to Him is in this highest act of His Godhead. If it be true that there is a hierarchy of angels rising tier upon tier in magnificence and dignity, as the Apostle Paul seems to teach, as he talks about angels and principalities and powers and thrones and dominions, if there be these different parts or different sects of angels among these blessed inhabitants in the glory world, I can only suppose that when the intelligence was known that Christ had come into the world, first communicated to those angels that may have been in the outskirts of the heavenly world, then they looked up from heaven and saw the newborn babe, they sent the news back to the place whence the miracle first proceeded. And they sung, and they sung, and they sung. And they must have said something like this: "Angels from the realms of glory, wing your downward flight to earth. Ye who sing creation story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Come and worship Christ, the newborn King." I can only imagine as these angelic hosts sang the praises of Jehovah God. Amen. And as this message ran from rank to rank amidst the presence of the angels, those four cherubim that perpetually watch around the throne of God, those wheels that Ezekiel saw that had eyes, they must have taken up the strain and began to gather up in the song all these inferior grades of angels. And they surmounted the divine pinnacle of harmony with their own solemn chant of adoration, upon which the entire host of heaven shouted, "The highest angels praise thee. Glory to God in the highest." My. There is no mortal that can ever dream how magnificent was that song. Then note, if you will, that the angels shouted before when the world was made. Their hallelujahs were more full now. Their hallelujahs were more strong now, more magnificent, more hearty when they saw the Lord Jesus born of the Virgin Mary to be man's Redeemer. Glory to God in the highest. Now, I'd like for you to think with me just a moment here. What is an instructive lesson that can be learned from this first syllable of the angel's song? Why, certainly it is that salvation is God's highest glory. He is glorified by every dewdrop that twinkles in the morning sun. He is magnified in every wildflower that blossoms in the forest, although it lives to blush unseen and seems to waste its sweetness in the forest air. God is glorified in every bird that warbles on the tree limb, in every lamb that skips on the hillside. Do not even the fish of the sea praise our God? From the tiny minnow to the huge leviathan, do not all creatures that swim the waters bless and praise His holy name? Do not all created things extol and honor our God? Is there anything beneath the sky, except for man, that does not glorify God? The stars exalt Him when they write His name upon the azure of heaven in their golden letters. The lightnings adore Him when they flash their brightness of arrows of light, piercing the midnight darkness. The thunders extol Him when they roll like drums in the march of God's armies. Oh my, all things exalt Him, even from the least unto the greatest. They exalt our God. But here's the angels. It's time to sing. Sing, oh sing. Sing, universe, till you have exhausted yourself. You cannot afford a song so sweet as the song of the Incarnation. Though creation may be a majestic organ of praise, it cannot reach the compass of this great song, the Incarnation. There is more in that than in all of creation. More melody in Jesus in a manger than there are in worlds upon worlds rolling their grandeur round the throne of the Most High God. Think with me, dear Christian, and consider this for a moment. See how that every attribute is here magnified. Every attribute of God is magnified in the salvation of sinners. Amen. Look at the wisdom. Here's wisdom. God becomes man, that God may be just and the justifier of mankind. Lo, what power there is here. For where is power so great as when it conceals its own power? What power that Godhead should unrobe itself and become a man? Behold the love of God as it is revealed to us when Jesus becomes a man. Behold the faithfulness, all the promises of God on this day when Christ is born in Bethlehem are fulfilled. Every solemn obligation of the Scripture is this hour paid in full. Tell me one attribute of our God that is not manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you can think of one, it's because you've never really studied it out, never thought it out. All of God is glorified in Christ. And though some part of the name of God may be written in the universe itself, it is best seen and found written in Him who was the Son of God and became the Son of Man. That God robed Himself in flesh and became manifest in the flesh. No wonder the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest." And I feel like joining in and saying, "Amen. Amen." And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast.
So we're going to have to break in right there, but we'll be picking this back up on Monday and continuing this sermon throughout next week, finishing it up next week. Well, I hope you have a great weekend.
Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.